I'm actually visiting from Washington, D.C., and have an opportunity to listen to you fine gentlemen with my mother, who listens regularly. She's been listening to you now going on 4 years.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
and I just wanted to take a slight digression, if I could, because I was talking to your wonderful producer behind the scenes, Danielle, explaining to her that my mother, who's a retired nurse, she's an intensive care, a pediatric, and a organ transplant nurse for the better part of 4 decades.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, when the medical profession changed to computers, being an elder, she had an aversion to computers and literally put her job on the line because she simply was scared to death of the possibility of learning how to operate, how to navigate, and really how to transition from doing things on paper to doing them, you know, on a computer format.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, one of her friends recommended your program, who had been listening for about a decade. My mother began to listen to your program through your encouragement, through just a very clear, transparent manner in which you guys communicate very technical and what could be very complicated information.
Thank you.
It, believe me, the rapport that you gentlemen have, the synergy, the camaraderie, just the symbiotic relationship that just pours through the speakers from your program to the listeners. You often, and I'm being in federal law enforcement, I don't often know how much I affect people's lives until I meet the victim of one of the murderers that I love catching, and I meet their families, and they tell compelling stories on how knowing that person who committed such a horrendous crime will spend the rest of their lives in jail, and they thank me and my team for catching these people. You often, and I mean all three of you, including the wonderful gentleman Gary in Florida, thank God and bless his future health. You gentlemen may not know how truly transforming you are to people's lives. People like my mother would have lost her job, and I say this passionately, because she was being forced into retirement due to a fear that none of her friends, some of which she had known for decades, all of which encouraged her to take a computer class, to orientate herself, have an orientation with her, to compassionately encourage her to go. They said, "We'll go with you." It was listening to your program and you gentlemen laughing people through solutions, encouraging, motivating, and saying, you know what? Offline, contact us via email offline, giving that extra 100, that extra mile. My mother not only took a computer class, she's now a savant. I mean, from creating
wonderful.
And I say this literally, she was going to be forced into retirement at 60 years old because she had been a nurse since 20. She would have suffered a severe cut to her Social Security if she didn't retire at 65.
We'll have Duval, to get her in, you know, and help on the tech show.
I hear the music in the background. Listen, we did not pay him to say that.
But maybe we should.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your words.